Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. There are multiple Broadway principal cast updates starting tonight. Five new principals join the cast of Wicked, including two new witches, Mary-Kate Morrissey as Elphaba and Alexandra Socha as Glinda. Tony winner Donna McKechnie, the original Cassie in A Chorus Line, assumes the role of Madame Marble. Two-time Tony nominee Brad Oscar takes over for the Wizard, and newcomer Natalie Ortega plays Nessa Rose. Morrissey and Ortega will be making their Broadway debuts. Wicked continues its run at the Gershwin Theater. Meanwhile, over at the Stephen Sondheim Theater, David Bedella joins Anne Juliet for the second time, having originated the role of Lance in the 2019 West End production. He reprises that role in New York now through July 15th, as original Broadway cast member Paolo Jott takes an extended leave of absence. After tonight's performance of Chicago at the Ambassador Theater, a talkback will be held featuring the Tuners' current Roxy Hart, Ariana Madix, and Real Housewives of New York cast member Jessel Tank. It's called Heart to Heart, and according to Playbill, the two women will chat about Maddox's Broadway debut, being a female business owner, and the themes of resilience and showbiz. Fans were invited to submit their questions ahead of time via threads to Chicago's account, at Chicago Musical. Catch Maddox in the show now through April 7th. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending March 3rd. Most of Broadway seemed to struggle last week as cumulative gross dropped by 10%, while total attendance took a 3% hit. It was a very good week for plays, though. In its first week at the Circle in the Square Theater, the revival of An Enemy of the People, starring Succession's Jeremy Strong and The Sopranos' Michael Imperioli, reached the million-dollar club after seven previews, playing to 103.16% capacity audiences. Prayer for the French Republic concluded its Broadway run with a final weekly tally of over 679,000 in 98% capacity houses at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Per the website BroadwayNews.com, it now holds the record for the highest grossing eight-performance week in the Friedman's 98-year history. In its final week at the Helen Hayes Theater, Appropriate grossed over 950,000. During its run there, the Sarah Paulson-led play crossed the 800,000 plateau more than once, becoming the first production in the 112-year history of the nonprofit Helen Hayes to accomplish that feat. Appropriate will resume performances at the Belasco Theater, a commercial venue, in 3 weeks. On the musical side of things, Water for Elephants played five more previews at the Imperial Theater, grossing over 540,000. They also had to cancel last Friday's performance due to what was described as a technical issue. And despite its gross dropping by over 136,000 from the week before, Moulin Rouge snuck into last week's top five highest earners, taking in over 1.2 million at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. 25 Broadway shows ran last week, but just 10 of them reached seven figures. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.